honorable mention. Kiss my gun.
I shoot from the heart with my lips and tongue. I'm the least violent rapper freestyling at a peace rally with my peeps whiling. Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast.
In conjunction with Some People's Kids.
Episode number
24.
Unofficially sponsored by Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. Made right here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. We're back. This is the second segment, part two of the honorable mention part two show
that was a continuous of part one.
But this is part two.
Fucking right.
This is abuse.
It's the sequel to the first.
It's more
show.
Of a reboot to a sequel first.
Not reboot. We don't reboot shit
like Star Wars. Right.
That's what I would say. Okay, but in all seriousness, it's a fucking show. It's an important show. We get some honorable mentions. We have a gentleman with us here. His name is
Rich Garvey.
Can we call you Richard?
No.
Can we call you?
Well, actually, Sir Richard. You can call me Sir Richard. That's one of my aliases. You know, like I feel like.
We're not gelling on that one.
No. Well, my full name is Richelieu Morris. So Richelieu.
Richelieu.
Richelieu is like a French name. It's like Richelieu.
Richelieu. Hey, crepes.
Richelieu. Yeah.
He likes crepes.
Yeah.
See.
My last name is Morris. German, you know, which has nothing to do with my roots, which means I'm a fucking slave. Fucking somewhere is in my DNA.
Hey,
but
know.
Anyway, so that's the lineage. Okay. And my middle name is Niswa. That's my
Eastwood?
Tribe.
Niswa. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
NYESWAH.
The N is silent, actually. It's like Niswa. Niswa. Or the Y is silent. The Y is silent. Sorry.
Like, the Bifal Jembu.
I don't speak Swahili.
No? Oh, okay. No.
My country, we got different. We have different dialects. We have 22 tribes, and we have different dialects or whatever. I am not well versed in my tribal languages. All I know is like a couple cuss words, and that's about
22
it.
22 dialects.
Those are the important ones. That's all you really need.
Pretty much, because English was supposed to be our language, because our country was like colonized by America, and we were sent back during a time where when the slaves were like rebelling against the slave masters or whatever at that time. Marcus Garvey, I was born in 1887. Marcus Garvey's born, I'm born 1987. He's 1887.
All right,
so
100
years.
Whoa!
You look pretty young.
Time traveling over here, man.
That's pretty tight, nah. But that's what the correlation came from. And I remember I was studying in high school, whatever. I was doing a project, and I had to break down the entire context of black people and the importance to the American society. And I was like, fuck. Where the hell do I go with this shit, you know? And I was just looking into different historical figures and like reading into things, and I really felt with his philosophy, like basically the idea of he wanted them to go back because he felt like they lost their identity of who they were, and give them the opportunity to cultivate and build their own, you know what I'm saying? Things didn't work out because, you know, like corruption and greed got into it, and that capitalistic mentality took over, and that's what my country is in the situation it's in now. But you know, that's what makes me Rich Garvey, because Morris, I can take away that name. That name is a slave name. That name also is the name of my father, somebody who has no relevance to me. So I take away that name, like that power is gone. I can have it there. It doesn't even matter. Like I work at a school, the kids call me Mr. Morris, but it doesn't, that Morris name has no significance for me. It does, but it doesn't in the context of my art.
Any projects coming up? What are you working on? What do you have available?
You just released your album.
I just released an EP.
Okay.
It is my album because number one, I put so much time and effort into it. Like I got myself in a regimen where I was able to release a song like every month, like on the fly, I had to create an idea, concept, beat had to get made. We had to get recordings. I have features on like multiple songs.
Who do you have featured on the album?
On the album, I have a lot of local cats. My guy Simon, I'm actually doing an album with him that's coming up soon. We don't want to put a time on it because like right now we feel like we have a lot of good solid tracks, but we just want to see where like our growth has taken us, you know what I'm saying? And like what can we add more to the punch? Because a lot of good things have happened for that album that I don't even want to talk about right now, but like some of the best. I did a track with one of the best, and I'm just like, fuck. It was a huge opportunity, and I learned so much just from the writing process and sitting down and like just, I was like, fuck. I just soaked in so much knowledge, and I was like, damn, okay. So this is how it's got to be done. One thing I learned from this person was your personality is so important. Like, how you interact with people, if you're a genuine person, eventually people will show you love back. You know what I'm saying? You might get a lot of bullshit, but eventually the real people that interact with you will see that you're a genuine person, and that will happen. And that has happened to me, because when I first started rapping, I didn't know a lot of cats in the scene, and like, and then when I eventually started going out, and like, I remember a friend of mine, Mally, he was like, yo, man, like, you gotta be out there, you gotta be like talking to people and networking, because that's part of what it is. You can't just, don't just be out there just to push your shit, be out there, show love, blah, 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 blah. And I started meeting more people, talking to more people, and stuff like that, and things happen, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm just thankful. But if you know how to like utilize your resources, eventually things can crack off. So I mean, there's multiple ways of going at it. You can be successful either way, but where's your conscience? Aspect, are you okay with what you're doing? Do you believe in what you're doing? You know what I'm saying? Like,
where do you decipher between going with the flow and growing with music as it grows, and trying to hold your own and saying, here's what I am, but being flexible enough to say, okay, I can move, roll with the punches, and I can be part of the, like, the new music changes. Like, do you say you need to remain the same through and through 100% of the time, or do you say a little bit of growth and a little bit of leniency is okay?
Number one, your foundation is important. You got to have a strong foundation to begin with. So even if you're trying to switch styles and do this and do that, whatever, you can try to flip your style however you want, but if your foundation is not good, it doesn't matter. You can rap on any kind of beat. You can be like, I can rap fast like Twista. I can take my time and be like Hov and like try to decipher lines and whatever, you know. But if you don't have that structure, like, number one, your rhyme scheme has to be on point. You got to have good cadence. You got to project your voice well. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even necessarily to yell. Motherfuckers think that you just got to yell in the mic. Yeah! Shut the fuck up. No, I don't want that all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? Some of the best MCs make you feel like you're sitting in a room with them and they're just telling you some crazy ass shit.
Let's talk about that.
And you're
earlier.
Like, wow. Like, what the fuck? Like you listen to Ready to Die. No.
But
like, Biggie Ready to Die. You know what I'm saying? I was 11 years old listening to Biggie Ready to Die.
And that's what I was just
going to
say, actually. The longevity of certain artists, you know, obviously are more apparent than most. Yeah. Like, there's 101 rappers, 101 that says his music's still relevant. I still listen to his music. He can still drop something and have it be a hit because there's substance to it, because there's meaning to it, there's emotion, you know, there's feeling. And then there's the 100 other rappers that, you know, they're forgotten about literally 3 to 9 months, you know. And
but you know what's wrong? What's the problem is you got such a segmented population of people too, because the status quo is people like the kids, that the generation that's growing up is so desensitized to like what the truth is for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Everything that's projected through TV is what they dress like, act like, speak like, want to be like. You know what I'm saying? There is no, like, there's, like, I just don't see, I don't see, like, a real thought. Like, they're, like we want to be this. Like, they haven't identified themselves, and I don't think they will with this. Like, I feel like shit is just going to be stagnant. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what he was speaking earlier about, like, the capitalist aspect. And then, seriously, they tell these kids, watch this on TV. Now go to Macy's, go to the store, go to Zoomies, wherever, and buy what you just seen and look like this for right now until we want to switch things up. And then literally they follow that. And like and everything, when it's a big seller, like even right now in a shoe game, like the Kicks game, it pisses me off. The fucking the restocking and like the lack of restocking when Jordans drop now.
Oh,
seriously,
man. People killing each other.
Kids weren't alive when the fours dropped. They weren't alive when infrareds dropped. They weren't alive when Concords dropped. But they're buying that shit up, and it makes it hard for me to get a fucking pair because I never had one when I was young. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you. Okay. Dude, I used to want a pair of 12s
See?
And 13s when I was in fourth and fifth grade.
I'm telling you.
Yo, I'm so sorry for not making it really.
Oh, I can't believe you.
Please forgive me. Please. Dude.
Chilling, man.
I'm so sorry, man.
Dude, don't even apologize, man.
Just because
I was at your house.
I owe you my friend. A sincere apology.
Hey, just to be.
On the Thank You Rob podcast.
Just to go off topic there, Chance. I was doing an interview with him that night of your release show.
Yeah.
And I apologize because I had the opportunity to come to the release show.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I go to bed at like 10 o'clock every night.
Oh, don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it, man.
So I apologize.
I try to go to bed early, too, because I work, too. You know what I'm saying? Right, for real. Right. Mm.
But you obviously want to stay up for your release show. Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
Or you want to.
Don't want to miss that.
Want to say something to the podcast? Come on. This is
myself
in here.
Hey!
Liquid Thoughts.
Hey!
Liquid Thoughts, that's you?
This is my muse.
Nice,
this
nice.
Is Rich Garvey
very
muse.
Important, very important.
I don't see you on the
Angel.
List.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
She's track two on my EP.
Very nice.
Angel.
Very nice.
It's a dope track.
Killing, what's up? What's next with you then?
Oh,
you got some
man.
Shows coming up? This,
yeah,
this episode
I do.
Will probably come on
I'm hosting. Days. Okay, I'm hosting a show tomorrow at Club Underground,
okay.
Which is in Northeast
right.
On Spring Street or whatever. With yep. the homie Big Jess. Big okay. Jess is performing. Mastermind,
nice.
Glow Pesci, New Sense, which is the homie Unis and Joe, and a band called the Nexus Ensemble. And I'm just hosting the show.
Right.
And then the next show I'm performing at is June 19th, we next Wednesday, at Cunny, which is a Glow Pesci event. SP Styles performing. Who else?
SP Styles. Shout out to DJ D. Mill.
There's other. I can't remember the entire set list, but it's June 19th
right.
at Honey. And then I have some other shows coming up in Chicago at the Double Door in August. And then I have another show in Eau Claire. That's gonna be probably July, but I still have to announce those. So.
But yeah, I mean, see, we could go all night just talking about various
yeah,
artists. So when I just, I seriously, music, in my opinion too, it's degrading. You know, right now we're losing substance, like you said. There's just not music and not artists like there was, where you could sit down, listen to, and just be like, damn, you know,
I know.
Is that? Did I write that?
Exactly.
You know, and we're losing that.
That's why you gotta tune into the local scene.
Exactly.
That's where the real fucking.
There's a lot
is.
Of good music out, dude.
Yeah.
There's so many type. There's like, you got Meta, you got fucking Greg Grease killing it right now. You know what I'm saying? You got Atmosphere just released a new track. You got POS just dropped a dope album.
Always
Brother
nice.
Ali dropped a dope album. Like,
Rich Garvey.
I
dropped, whatever album.
Half dozen.
Y'all decide for yourself. I'm not gonna be like the mushroom's dope.
Right.
I believe in my music. So if you
right.
believe in it, then cool. I respect that.
Right.
If you don't,
you gotta.
Well,
right.
fuck
gotta
it.
Right.
Shit, I'll still murder you on the track. So
my man.
I figured you're done with Rich Garvey. Because I have new people.
All right,
oh, yeah. What's up? Right. Hey, man, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. We are here with Desdemona.
Where are we
yes.
at?
A pleasure.
Where are we at?
We're in the basement.
We're in the basement
of the Nomad.
Of
it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
You should see the fucking layout.
You wish you were here.
Because this
beautiful tapestries.
Michelangelo.
Tapestries.
Da Vinci.
Yes.
You know, look at this.
I want you to make a record called Beautiful Tapestries.
Okay.
And you can just
for you.
I want her to make an album with me featuring, and we'll call it Skinless Pickles. And like every track, seriously, we're just going to go nuts about okay. things that shouldn't be.
Right.
Oh, I can talk about that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's Skinless Pickles. Why? Why?
That is deep.
I don't know.
That is deep.
You know?
Yeah.
But well, that's later in the
yeah.
interview. That We'll get
right.
there.
We'll get
there.
Yeah.
But Desdemona, wow. I mean, this is... Thank you. Seriously, this is our question.
Now can I ask her?
Now go right ahead.
I haven't really
introduced.
Said too much yet.
She
so.
Not,
no.
Shut
yeah.
up,
so
Chuck.
I gotta ask her something to answer to.
Okay, go.
You released a single
yes.
for an album coming out.
Yes.
I haven't heard the single, but I've seen the album cover, and it looks great.
Well, that's just the single cover that you've seen, not
just
the album.
The single
just
cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a separate single cover because we're doing something kind of special with the single.
Right.
Where
I like her single, Mr. Pretender. I wrote something about it.
Wait, you haven't even heard all the versions yet. So there's going to be about four or five different versions of the song. So one features
Carnage. But the one
Carnage.
I wrote on is the best. just so working.
She wrote all my lyrics for me.
Ghostwriter.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
This has been happening. Yep.
Joni Blaze, the ghostwriter.
Well.
Okay, so.
So Carnage the Executioner is going to be on one of them, and he kind of, basically what I did is I gave him the song and said, do what you want to it, with it, whatever. So he's got his own kind of version of the song. Alicia Steele, who's a singer here locally that some people probably are familiar with, so she's got her own version. And we worked with some different producers and stuff. So, yeah, and obviously there's a radio version and then a dirty version because there's a lot of profanity in it.
What's the radio? What's the version that you sent me?
Today, Junior.
Sometimes I can't.
The version that I sent you is the radio edit.
Okay.
Because when I sent it out, I sent it out to DJs, like regular house, you know, DJs for shows, and then also radio DJs, and then press, and. So it's sort of an anticipation because I think you can tell with the radio edit that it's a radio edit.
Right.
And so the original, the real version is a little bit more.
You can tell because when you cuss, there's like sounds of swords hitting.
Oh, well, actually, man. We have the sound of a fist.
Like, there is that. I
like that sound.
The Wu-Tang
just
road.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, it actually is a very cool track. I love the concept of it. And the single album cover looks great. I can't talk about the album cover more.
The single album cover.
Well, because I wonder why. Because you designed it.
Yes.
You're right.
I gotta tell you this rumor. I did hear a rumor. I heard that she only used that one because the first one she wanted like burned in a fire, and like yours was there. So I mean, don't get your panties like all. Oh, look at me. I'm thank you, Rob.
Oh, you really know how to. Just
yeah.
Kill
I just you gotta be Jesus. Real. You gotta be real. Desdemona.
You gotta keep you humble.
Right. How long? You've been in the game. How
long?
Long
time.
Long
Are you
time?
Trying to say that I look like I'm old? Is that what you're saying?
Wow. No, that came out of maybe. I rarely get uncomfortable, and that made me a little uncomfortable. I had a follow-up question, and you kind of blew that right out of the water.
I thought you said we could be funny.
You can, but not. You, I don't want to make sure you're not offended. You know, that's
no.
You
can't be funnier
I'm not,
than
I can't,
us.
I'm not. I won't be offended.
Okay. So how long have you been in the game?
Well, I wrote my first rap when I was 14 or 15 years old,
okay.
But I obviously wasn't really in the game.
Right.
It was just like trying to have fun and whatever.
Okay.
So it wasn't until I was in college that I actually started writing, really writing and saying, okay, I'm going to take this seriously. And so, for a long time.
Okay. Now, the follow-up question to that was originally...
How old are you?
No. In your own words, I want you to explain your longevity in the game. How are you able to stay relevant? How are you able to say, I want to keep doing this. This isn't a job for me. This is fun. I'm passionate. I want to keep going.
I think it's interesting because obviously locally we have a really thriving scene and people who have been around kind of stick around. And I would say probably in other scenes that maybe is not the case. And I think that because we do have some groups, obviously a label, Rhymesayers, that has been around for a long time, it sort of opens it up so that all of us kind of OGs in the game still have space and still have credibility when maybe we might have walked away if it was a different town, if it was a different situation or whatever. And I've gotten continued to get opportunities. Like I go to France just about every 3 months and I do a tour over there, so I have a lot of stuff going on still. I mean, I think partially because I actually do a lot of stuff in the community and I give back to the community, then I just think it's sort of this circle, and so I still get a lot of opportunities, and I'm writing new material all the time, and I don't know. I feel like it's interesting because obviously hip-hop is still pretty young, and there's, you know, when we were coming up, a 30-year-old MC was kind of like,
whoa,
that sounds
yeah.
kind of funny,
right.
But now there's so many 30-year-old,
right.
There's 40-year-old MCs, there's 50-year-old MCs, and I think like as the culture like develops, as the music develops, and people realize, I mean, to me, the storytellers that are older, that are elders, actually have probably more things to say.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And have had this life and experience that I think is still really valuable, and I think that we got to kind of get past that. Oh, hip hop is just for the young crowd,
right.
Because I really think that there's so many different audiences that we could reach, whatever your age.
You make a great point, and to like segue off that, I feel now like you've mentioned like some of the older MCs and the older rappers. I see them today as almost crucial, important, because the substance of the music today is just not as good as it was. And I feel some of these rappers that are going to 30, 35, 40, 50 is necessary, because if they didn't, we wouldn't have real music to listen to. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and I just, we value youth, like youth so much.
Right.
And I work with youth, and I definitely value youth and their voice. But I also, I don't think that just because you're a little older, it means that you should just step away from the game, because it's like, no, you've actually had life experience. You can talk about things that the younger people just haven't had the experience yet, and it doesn't take anything away from them, but it feels to me like there could be, you know, I don't know, it just, there's
room
for everybody, I feel
like. That's where the music industry has evolved, because it used to be like, oh, you reach this age and, you know, hey, here's your pink slip and whatnot, but it's seriously, if you're making money, which sucks to have to reference that, but if you're making money, you're relevant, you can move units, and you can still gain some sort of popularity, Twitter, Facebook, blah, 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 industry will keep you in, and they will keep you involved and keep you relevant as much as they can. You know, and I personally think that's important, because it's almost getting to the point now where I find myself listening to the same artist I was listening to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and that's just where it is now.
We just had this conversation with Rich Garvey, loosely. The youth need people like you.
Yeah.
And Rich Garvey, it's awesome that he's in the game right now, being as young as he is.
Yeah. Right.
Because
they
might be more apt to listen to someone that's in the scene that's their age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And I know you and Carnage get into schools and stuff and talk to the youth.
So important. Yeah. So important. Yeah. Seriously, to have positive.
They need that. They need it.
They do. And I think, like, the thing for me is, like, to not, when I go in and work with youth, I don't, I try to actually connect with them where they're at. So whatever it is that they're listening to, I try to, like, work with them on that, and don't go, hey, that's crap, because for them it's not. That's what they're into, and they maybe haven't been exposed to a lot of things.
Good point. I'm guilty of that.
But the other thing is you would be surprised that a lot of them do know the older groups, because they've been introduced to them by their parents, but they like what's in right now, because that's how we are. When we're kids, we kind of like what our friends like. We like what's on the radio, because that's what we have instant access to.
Yeah.
But don't underestimate them, because I think that they know a lot more than we give them credit. And even some of these songs that you hear on the radio, like, they have poetic value, whether, you know, whatever they're about or not about, you know, that's a whole nother conversation, but they have poetic value, especially in a time for me, because I work with kids, and I'm getting all serious now, but
no, please,
but like, I work with kids with literacy and writing and reading, and there is a really big problem with literacy right now, and so it's like, if hip-hop can get kids to read and write, like, I don't care what the song is, like, you know. So
I have to say this. I work with juveniles myself, criminal juveniles. But the thing is, I actually got into the field because I have a little brother, and I was exposed to the kids he was hanging out with, and I saw the lack of a sentence structure, paragraph, spelling, and I said, this isn't right, and we need to get in this. We need to make a change, because they're losing, you know, the effect of the importance of being able to just put a letter together and write somebody, and they're not thinking twice about it.
Right.
You know, so if we, like you said, if we can hone in on that and say, let's practice writing and making a song, you know, eventually they're just going to take to it.
Well, and the thing is it builds a lot. It does a lot of things. Writing is an intuitive process, so it's a knowing of yourself, so learning about who you are, but it's also empowering in the way that you are speaking and people are listening to you. So it gives you this sense of self, and it also a sense of power. And I think that's what's lacking too, and a lot of the kids that I work with are in the same situation that you talk about, and I'm working in an alternative school, and they've been kicked out of every school and told a lot of things that they shouldn't have been told.
Right.
And so they're at this level, and it's like you have to sort of constantly, you know, if you're a high school student, you're 17, and you're reading at a third grade level, you're screwed.
Right.
You're screwed in life. You can't hardly fill out a job application.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So it's like I try to, like, build them up, and so that they start to enjoy it. They, like, enjoy writing. I'm like, you may never be a poet. You may not be a rapper. That's not the point. This is about expression. It's like, get this stuff off your chest. Whatever you want to say, you can say it.
And it's
yours.
They have so much to say. Like, so you work with them, and there's so many things that they want to say, so many things that they're digging, they're begging to say, how can I express this? How can I get this out? Because the shit some of these kids have seen and been exposed to, God only knows, you know?
Yeah.
And if they had an outlet, a productive outlet, I mean, you know, that's just terrific. It's great. It really would be.
Yeah.
But we got really fucking serious.
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa!
Well, I gotta ask you a question here, because you were saying earlier you get these opportunities, and I saw that you, I don't know if this show happened yet or it's going to, Onyx.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, it got postponed. Yeah, okay. I was going to open up
Onyx.
Onyx? Yeah.
That's awesome. I was just listening to their very family-friendly album, Back the Fuck Up, the other day, actually. Yeah.
Yep.
And I saw your name on there. I was like, that's kind of a...
I know.
Different subgenres of hip hop, but you know what?
She was going to help them out, man, with like that shock value. Like, Desmond comes out there, you know, rocks them solely. And then it was like, oh, slam! Da-da-da, like, what the fuck?
Well, I thought maybe, you know, I was like, are you sure you want me? I'm like, but I was like, it might be actually an interesting dynamic.
Right. Exactly.
Because obviously I'm a female, I'm coming with a whole different energy, and they come with the very, whatever is considered a masculine energy, so really aggressive and in your face. And so it actually might be an interesting, play.
Do you remember the female rapper Boss?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, because she was like affiliated with Onyx, wasn't she?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I do remember her.
I haven't heard that shit in years. Lady of Rage?
No, not Rage.
No, I know, I'm not Buzz. I'm just bringing up Lady of Rage.
Yeah. Lady of Rage
was a dope MC, too.
She was.
She ate the Twinkies in Next Friday, right?
She did.
Right? I just make sure.
She knows about all the sprinkles.
That would have been something. But, so it doesn't matter. What do you look to for inspiration? What keeps you moving?
Life.
That was the best answer fucking ever.
I mean, just whatever. Like, other music. Being in situations like this is inspiring. You know, seeing everybody do their thing where all the community comes out.
Right.
You know. I don't know. I'm always trying to, like, write a better song or rap or have a better performance than I did before. So just to push myself. The people that I surround myself with are pretty positive most of the time, like this lady. I don't want to stop talking, though.
You need to stop. That's why I told you to do the thank you round podcast.
Yeah, you got to do your own episode.
Yeah.
Okay,
real quick. Favorite 80s cartoon, go.
What?
Or 90s. Or 90s.
Chitara. That is such a hard question for me. Inspector Gadget.
Nice! No one ever says Inspector Gadget.
You got it, Penny.
Yeah, that nice. Okay.
I loved that show.
Yeah, it's too good. Well, we got to have her back. We got to talk all 80s cartoons and pop culture. Just dumb shit. Desmo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, we're back now.
Damn, that was a quick break.
Give us a little break. What's your name?
I'm Will. I'm one half of Level 13.
Okay.
We're a beat-making production duo from Philly. All
right.
My brother still lives out in Philly. Well, he lives in Jersey now.
All right.
I'm living here. I work with my roommates, some cats from Long Doe, Big Wiz.
Nice. Okay.
You know.
What brought you here to Minnesota?
Actually, it was some romance type stuff.
We got a movie here. I'll tell you what, you make the music for the film and I'll write the shit in.
Sounds good.
All good. Right.
No, it was a movie enough, though. But
it always is.
I'm glad it's over, though. You know what I mean? I'm a better man for it now.
Right.
You know.
Happens
You're
all.
Still here.
Yeah,
You're
man. Still here. Still
living, working. Still breathing. Yeah.
Exactly.
That shit happens. So people go through that shit every day, man. So I'm just hurt
it's
more than
only like what, like 4,000 miles.
Yeah. Fuck it. And but so you're from Philly,
I'm
born and raised.
Yep.
What part of Philly?
South Philly.
South.
Yeah, 17th and Snyder.
Now you know
Philly.
Beanie Siegel.
I don't know him personally. Cassidy, I think, some north.
Right.
But Beans, I grew up like 6 blocks away from where he came up at. I went to school at Vary Middle School, 24th and Snyder.
Nice.
So yeah, it was like a couple blocks away from where he like lived.
But you know what's fucked up is like Bean never got the shine he deserved, in my opinion. Like, I still listen to Beanie Siegel today.
Right.
And like people he was forgotten about. He was hot for a little bit.
Hell yeah.
But he got mixed up with the jail and shit all like that. But I still think dude's better
His music was dope.
Seriously.
I mean, you know.
And he was signed to The Rock.
For a while.
No mixtapes.
The Rock
is in the
building.
He had nothing. No mixtapes, no nothing.
He just rapped for Jay-Z. That
Boom.
Was it.
That's how Beans got signed, man. And he came out, man.
What about Corrupt?
Corrupt was dope, too. Yeah. Yup. And they moved to Cali, I guess, right?
Yeah. Who else we got?
Corrupt's a dope MC.
We got Jedi Mind Tricks, of course.
Okay.
Vinny Paz, that's my big
Vinny
brother.
Vinny Paz.
Yeah. That's my big brother out there. We just got 2 records with Just a Lot from Jedi Mind Tricks.
Okay.
Right.
So we'll wait on that to see what happens.
I'm trying to think of like some other artists, but I was trying to make a
Reaper
joke.
Lost Cause.
Can't leave it.
So what's
Will Smith?
Oh, no. Not at all. I mean, he's a great actor, though. He's actually probably a better actor than he is.
Like, oh, I'm Will Smith. It's not better than One Night in Jail.
But he gave us Summertime. He gave us Summertime.
Right, he did.
Beautiful Summertime.
Obviously, he's a rich man.
Well, he's got no worries. He
is
got
is
no
Jesse
worries.
Jeff a Philly guy, or where's he from?
No, he's from Philly, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the DJ.
Yeah, and I'm that last album, one of the albums he puts out, like he put out, he has a single with Petey Crack. It was dope.
Petey Crack, another goddamn shame.
Dope MC, but you know, that's the Philly story, though. You know what I mean? It's rough. As they say, it's a Rocky story. You know what I mean?
Nice. So, I went to Philly. This is a couple years back, and I went to Eastern State Penitentiary.
Gotcha.
I took a tour there.
The little
haunted
joint.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't drunk or high or something like that, because that shit fucked me up.
Was
just
you
sober.
For life.
Yeah, and I mean, just walking around. Life. And I listened to a lot of the shit walking around the prison, man. And like, they were blatantly open with the rape shit and the fucking the beatings and all this. And I'm walking around like,
it's a history lesson.
Seriously. And you can actually walking in there, you feel some shit, man. Bad shit happened there.
Right. Exactly.
Bad shit. And like, and you could see, and like, the fact that the conditions they live in.
It's a prison.
No, dude, but
it's not just any old prison.
No, dude. The condition.
It's not us.
I have spent some time in prison, right?
Fuck off. The conditions, seriously, like, they were like, oh, take a look at the cell. And, like, the cell door, dude, you bent over, you know, to kind of get into the cell. And it's just, it's fucking, there's history.
Harsh
there,
conditions?
It was so bad.
Yeah?
So bad.
Did you go to the Rocky Steps while
I
you were there?
I went to Rocky. I actually have a video, Ed. I'll have to post that shit up there, too.
Hey, I've been there as well.
A good story, though. I ran up the Rocky Stairs, and there's a guy. I don't know if he actually worked for the museum or what. So I run up the Rocky Stairs, and I'm like, dun, 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 dun. I get to the top.
Just like
I'm
you
like,
and a million other people that day.
No, wait. You ruined my fucking story. So then I get on
the
and the guy's like, oh, yeah, so these are the footsteps that Rocky steps in. And I was like, hey, I bet you I was the first guy to ever run up these stairs and do that, huh? He was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, fuck it, man. I walked back down the stairs. And I was like,
just stole your thunder.
Yeah, you ruined it for me, man. Yeah. Fucking, but that's it. But hey, I love Philly.
So what projects are you working on now?
Man, right now, well, we're waiting on we're working on Diabolik for his new joint coming up, Fighting Words.
And who's Diabolik? I'm not familiar with.
Diabolik is a Staten Island MC.
Okay.
He's with Warhorse and like Viper Records. Okay. He's signed to Immortal Techniques label.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Big. So yeah, I mean, you know.
So as far as, you know, every producer has their own style of making the beats, man. Do you try to go 100% original? Do you like to use samples? Do you like to speed things up, slow shit down?
No, we sample. We sample a lot. Sample heavy. We do some soul samples. Mostly everything that we do now is like mostly get a lot of shit from movies, like foreign stuff. We try to stay as obscure as possible.
Right.
You know,
this was 4 or 5 years ago. I actually recorded a track, and I flipped something. The sample of Sam Jackson. He says, "Yes, I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell." And I turned it into a trap. Shit, you not. And it was like, "Yes, I hope they die. Yes, I hope they die. Yes, I hope they die, and I hope they burn in hell." And then we just killed it.
That's it.
And I had to do it myself, obviously, because we didn't have sample equipment. And shit. So. But yeah, it was nice. It was a good track. So I love the shit though, where it's almost creative. Where you're saying, I can, you know, like what did Hope say? You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
That's true.
So seriously, you grab this sample. And fucking make a track. I love that. I seriously love that.
It's true.
That's fucking great shit.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Most importantly, it's fun.
Right. But some samples, you notice as a producer, people just overuse certain. They need the Scarface shit, the Godfather shit, Goodfellas shit, you know.
Exactly. People need to sample James Brown more.
Agreed.
Yeah. James Brown, what do you think?
No. Yeah.
That's sarcasm.
He's the most sampled dude on earth.
Right. Yeah. And you know what was fucked up? A lot of kids don't even know that.
No,
they couldn't even
not.
Tell you that.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell you, and that's the sad part.
Someday, some kid's gonna get some new equipment and start sampling James Brown. He's gonna be like, "Listen to this shit."
He's gonna think it's the freshest shit on earth.
He's gonna be like, "I'm the first person to ever sample James
Brown."
Hopefully,
there's some old head that's gonna smack the shit out of him.
Yep. Right. Or some kid's gonna get like an old Michael Jackson album, and be like, "Yeah, I feel like touching myself." That
Jesus Christ, that's definitely not good luck.
No,
don't do that. Don't do that, kids.
So,
rap don't need that.
Philly in the house.
All right, Will, we got to wrap this up, though. Where can we find, do you sell beats?
We sell beats. I mean, but right now, like, you can look back at Coochie Raps, Richard's Rorty, Respect. His last album that came out, we got two beats on there. Chino XL, The Reconstruction. We did Buried in Vocabulary. It featured Crooked Eyes Brothers, The Horseshoe Gang.
Okay.
What else? We just Dope Nixon's, Dope Trafficking. And you know. A couple of the other underground joints. Like, if you listen to Big Wiz's Nick Swisher album, we did two joints in there. So, you know, you can hear stuff like that. Or you can check us out at Twitter. What is it? Level underscore 13.
Level underscore 13.
So, you know.
That's the name of the production.
And there's no porn on that. No porn.
There's no porn at all. But our production company is just level 13, the number. Okay. Yeah.
Do you donate beats to underprivileged adults?
Poor people.
We have back in the day. No, yeah. Seriously. I mean, a lot of times, you know, we do a lot of shit in the arm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we work with cats that we think is dope. Mm. Right. You know? And it's about building relationships. You know what I mean? Yep. So...
We want to hear. Take these, one of these cards. We'll have you back on another one. And we actually, you produce a song for our show. Rob and I will rap horribly to it, and we'll use it for every intro. That's what we'll do.
But I will. I will come hard.
I will come.
Hard body shit.
Like,
you know,
limp, limper, hard. Not hard. I can't. I'll come limp though.
It's a when I rap, it's a cross between Onyx and Busta Rhymes.
That's ill.
And
double time or no?
It's like one quarter time.
Okay.
I would say my style.
Is that a thing?
That's more like Lil Wayne though. It was like one bar every like two bars.
My style is more of a mix between like Snow and Tone Loke.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Snow Loke.
I'm like Infama. You know some of it. Yeah, like just like that.
Okay.
So that's us though.
We definitely got
that's just
up,
what
right?
we do. Okay, but
cool. Thanks for doing this, man.
We appreciate it, man. And we'll hopefully we'll see you again.
Definitely, we gotta talk. I'll hit you off on Facebook.
All right,
man.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
We got Analyrical. Analyrical is back on the show.
So, yeah, Hill. What's up? Unexpectedly, but
like
always. My pleasure, as I would say.
It is your pleasure.
It is my pleasure.
I offer pleasure myself to your music.
So, are you just having like just hella artists just get? Get down here, yeah, like,
we're fucking
here, like during
down.
The show
get
tonight.
Down. We're killing it. We're down. Fucking.
That is
Joe
actually
Wobbs.
A really good idea.
It Joe is. Wobbs in the
Sweet.
House.
Sweet.
Joe Wobbs in the house.
Joe Wobbs in the house.
Hey, I remember this guy with the fucking guitar. This guy.
Yeah, that guy with the guitar.
He's
basing
it up too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm done. That's what you do.
Boom, 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 boom. Dude, Okay. So I do have a little bit of a beef
with
right now, Rob Schmall. I got a
Oh shit!
But you're
gonna
be happy about this beef. This is the Rage Against the Machine beef, and all these other great albums you did with people like, and we did Otis Redding, who I he's dope, you know, but I don't really know anything about him. But then like right after my episode, you do like. Rage Against the Machine and like Nas and like
fucking
Red Hot Chili Peppers and all these albums I'm like could talk for 5 million years about.
You will be back on the show. We'll pick a fucking classic.
I mean, I did agree to it though, so I you know I can't completely. I'm just saying we still got Al Green for episode 70, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Al Green is scheduled for tomorrow.
Man, I am gonna.
Sorry.
God.
Pick another.
That's not true.
It's not true
if
at all.
If you were bigger than me, I just...
right, hey, I get that all the time. All the fucking time.
I would lay you out right here.
That's pretty much everyone I talk to. If you were bigger than my skinny white, lanky ass...
I'm honest to him. I'm like, dude, if I wasn't just fucking deathly afraid of you, I'd fucking
punch
you.
I'd fucking punch you right in the face.
In the fucking dick. That's what I do. But, hey, man, we got Analyrical here. I want to tell me about your projects, man. What do you got going on here? What are you promoting?
This is
going
to be like overkill now because I already talked about
it. Not to Chuck, though. Yep.
Not to Chuck, though. Yeah, I mean, Common Labor, you got that joint right there.
I do.
This is our crew album, Background Noise Crew. It's like a compilation album, basically. I got a few joints on there.
Okay.
But Common Labor is the thing we just released in February. So.
And Lyrica, I have to stop you. Yeah. I'm going to ask that you back up about 2 inches.
2 inches.
And talk right there. There
talk yeah, right
we don't want
the, there.
We don't want, but no, continue on. So, okay, more about the project.
It's my nose hairs, isn't it?
That's what it is. Brushing up against them.
They're mean. Yeah.
Okay.
They're angry. Common Labor is our newest thing. Came out in February, and you know, we've been playing shows and promoting it, and it's got a lot of positive reception so far. And we're trying to do some movie soundtracks too.
Nice. Who's on the production work?
Fingers.
Okay.
Fingers, who's
the other half
on another Thank You Rob podcast.
Okay. Actually listened to what I do, he would know this. But.
Funny, I was going to say, you notice how he's saying, oh, Thank You Rob podcast, and there's like no involvement of like Chuck fucking anywhere.
That's right, because it's called the Thank You Rob podcast, not Thank You Chuck.
It could be the Thank You Rob and C, or Chuck, or Thank You Rob and Chuck.
I can see what Chuck wants
Thank
to
You
say.
Chuck Rob.
Actually, Chuck has a website.
I do.
ShutUpChuck.com. That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
I think I've read that. Though,
you should. You should be fucking visiting that every day.
Dude, Robin Chuck sounds like a
Robin Chuck.
So like
a restaurant,
a verb.
He's right.
If
Robin
you rob
Chuck.
Something, maybe you chuck it. Like, yeah, like
a fucking car.
Right. Like in the LA riots, they like were just stealing, and then they were probably throwing it or something. You know, I don't know.
I think we need to draw
a piece of
that.
Shit on the ground, so I picked it up and Robin chucked it.
I like that's like an album cover all day. It's fucking Robin Chuck, and it's just like a rioter fucking throwing shit out the window. And we'll have arrows that say Rob and Chuck. Like fucking direction. I think it's genius.
You know, like you can print that on a t-shirt.
Fucking
even.
Right. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's a lot directional
it's got potential.
Advice.
Unfortunately, we're what 20 years too late on that kind
of
joke.
Yeah, you're right. Well, okay. They're always making new t-shirts though. You just got to figure out a way to.
They're always making new riots too.
That's like,
so
every day. Every
that's
day.
Terrible to say, but we are due for a good riot.
I know.
Actually, I'm surprised we haven't.
That's well, a terrible I mean, joke. The closest thing we got to it was like I wouldn't even. But by closest thing, I mean not really even close, but the closest thing you could think to a riot in Minnesota, like the Occupy stuff.
Right.
That was kind of.
Yeah,
and that was like
one or two things pop off during that whole situation.
Yeah,
I feel like one or two things like happened, but nothing like it wasn't anything.
It was, dude, what do you think is going to happen with the hipsters lining up in his brother? Dude, just don't.
Just.
Come on.
Dude, like, just hey, man.
Mellow out.
Dude, just fucking have an espresso and let's hash
don't
this
out. Don't occupy
man.
No more.
No,
what are you doing?
Because this right here is so like anti what do they want to say?
Movement.
Everyone's doing it, so I can't be a part of it.
Yeah. It was really interesting actually because I actually played an Occupy show here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you occupy?
What?
What did you occupy?
The fucking Nomad.
Yeah, the Nomad. That's all we occupied that particular evening.
You steal my thunder.
I do.
You steal my shit. I had a fucking joke lined up and you blew it.
Well, fuck
anyway,
you.
Go ahead, man. What did you occupy?
Occupied your mom's vagina. This was 20-some years ago. And
sitting this shit out, man. Yeah. Sitting this shit that's right out. I'm fucking done.
That's the direction we're going right
and
now.
And Lyrical, I'm sorry.
So anyways, what's new for Background Noise Crew? What's new?
Nothing much right now. Oh, whoa. No, actually, there is one thing. Excuse me. Zombie released their mixtape a couple days ago.
Zombie, tell me more.
Zombie is basically a group that's changed names several times.
But
now
they've settled.
They've settled on
like
Zombie.
Like P. Diddy.
They were the Watchmen. Fine. Before that, they were part of a group called
DC Comics.
Israel's Youth. Exactly. It was definitely from DC Comics is where they got the Watchmen inspiration. But it's two guys, a guy named Legend Has It and a guy named J.L. McGee.
One of the best names I've ever fucking heard. Legend Has It.
And Legend Has It actually has a website, right?
Yeah.
Where it's comic related.
Yeah, he's. It might be a blog.
A blog, I'm sorry.
And I feel terrible that I don't
a
know
blog
off
is
the
a
top
website,
of my head.
Technically.
But yeah, they made an 80s mixtape.
Nice!
So think of, like, name a couple, like.
Jesse's Girl.
Okay,
block
that's
of
good.
Singles.
Name a couple of more.
Rick Springfield.
Well, what name of the songs?
Tender is the Night.
There it is.
Tender is the Night. How about, like, Take on Me?
I said Jesse's Girl.
Yeah,
you're just avoiding that altogether?
Yeah,
or?
Well,
okay.
I'm trying to link up the songs that they sampled.
Okay. Hungry Like the Wolf.
There you go. Duran Duran.
Kind of, no.
I gotta keep going. Just wait. Let's just do this. I wanna do this.
I'm good at names.
Material
not...
Girl.
There you go.
No.
Cyndi Lauper.
Goonies are good
Goonies.
Enough.
Yes.
No.
Good
they
enough.
Didn't sample that?
No, they didn't.
Really? That's
someone
like something that, like. Shit.
You know what? Now I'm like forgetting all. No, I'm not.
Do you find Cyndi Lauper attractive?
Yes.
Now or
would you go
25
ham?
Years ago?
25 would you go
years
ham
ago?
Or spam on Cyndi
Ham or spam on Cyndi Lauper?
What is. Okay,
hey, Chance
is
right
it bad that
you.
I'm asking what spam means?
Yeah,
I'll go
don't
both.
Ask.
I will go both.
On Cyndi Lauper's badge.
Oh,
ham
wow.
Spam.
Wow.
Hammer spam.
Okay, I'm going to ask another one because I'm curious. Boy George, hammer spam.
No, neither. Nothing.
Okay.
I don't want nothing there.
I thought I was going to get him.
Spay ham,
like stray ham with Abraham. Spay ham.
Nice.
I'm going to go Tiffany. I think we're alone now.
Whoa,
hammer
Tiffany.
Spam.
Ooh. Tiffany. You go ham on that shit.
I would go ham on that.
Playboy.
Yeah,
cover.
She was looking good.
Yeah.
She was looking good.
Chance should be doing this interview, not me, apparently. So for the 80s part.
He's got strong opinions about women.
Debbie Gibson, hammer spam.
Ooh, Debbie Gibson. Yeah, there's a name. I'd go ham on that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ham it.
The woman that sung, "Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey."
Who was that?
Tony Basil.
I'm trying to even picture her in my mind. I'll just say spam to be safe.
I'm going to go ham.
The chick from the Bengals.
Fucking that hot chick.
Yes, with the eyes.
Fucking hot. Would you go... Fucker, would you?
The Bengals.
I know I wanted to.
Yes, yes, I would.
Yeah, wow, she was just the bee's knees that
one.
Yeah,
she was, yeah. She still looks good. I've looked her up. I'm gonna be honest with you. I looked her up.
Vanilli, hammer spam.
No comments.
All right.
You know what? I'll hop off now. Okay. You know, maybe get Joe in the seat.
Joe Wobbs.
Yeah, Joe Wobbs. A&A, background noise. Thanks, guys. Yeah, nice to meet you, Chuck.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Favorite 80s cartoon. Real
touch
quick,
my hand.
Favorite 80s cartoon. Huckleberry Hound? Ooh, that's like 50s and 60s. Beat it.
What? But it was in
syndication.
I watched it in
80s. Syndication.
Okay, 80s Jetsons?
Still, that was fucking 70s.
But it didn't get syndicated until later, I thought.
Agreed, it did, but I mean, that was old shit.
All right.
He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers.
Yeah, you're right.
Something.
G.I. Joe. I'll say G.I. Joe. Oh, and there's Turtles, too.
You picked G.I. Joe gold.
I picked G.I. Joe, bye.
Everyone,
bye.
He only likes
G.I. Joe. I stand by my decision.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, Rob and Chuck.
Yeah. MC Riz. Big chest. Get it.
Honorable mention.
We go running down for the people, like right where we roll. You wonder what? While I spread knowledge, evil. Like smooth, you're a clusterfucking beast mode. We go running down for the people, like right where we roll. You wonder what? While I spread knowledge, evil. Like smooth, you're a clusterfuck. Let me find a grab, jack of all trades. If you're looking for a sack or a 16 ball first, or far worse than a recurring nightmare. All my veterans, flashbacks, typecast. Half of my so-called career. So ahead of my time, expand minds and gear. Boom boxes, eat up the cassettes. Woofers get blown from the mic check. Boom, I'm just talking up another one. Except not one, it's for the good guys. If we're number one, afraid to get in my heart broke like my mother was. That's why I fucked up everything as I touched the sun. And for the record, I'm capable of murder. I just keep it on a leash and take it for walks. Fucking damn right, I do not deserve her. I just kick it to a beat and let the we go running down for the people, like right where we roll. You wonder what? While I spread knowledge, evil. Like smooth, you're a clusterfucking beast mode. We go running down for the people, like right where we roll. You wonder what? While I spread knowledge, evil. Like smooth, you're a clusterfuck. I turned 30 and realized I'm getting high. I'm drinking all day would lead to my demise. Well, what again? No, I'm still following the same route. The frame route and at the tote to the brain pow. All be participating in party until I RIP. The devil's waiting on me. Don't think I don't know better. You'll get the details in the suicide letter. Tighten the noose, I'ma tighten on the loose. You might see me streaking outside the caboose. And then kicking it on the patio with piles of drugs. UP is on the radio. I am L-E-G-N-D in the making. Brace for the awakening. God, please take me. Forgive me for the souls that I'm taking. We go running down for the people. Like right where we roll. You wonder what? While I spread knowledge, evil. Like smooth, you're a clusterfucking beast mode. We go running down for the people. Like right where we roll. You wonder what? While I spread knowledge, evil. Like smooth, you're a clusterfuck.
Motherfucking wits, bloody boom rocks, big jets, honorable mention, bowing young toes.